Well, hello, and here is another Hawksman podcast. I am James Mason.
And I'm Sarah Colenso.
We're going to be chatting today about the changes in the market, because there's definitely been a change in the last week, and it's exciting and good news. You're back.
I am.
How? Well,
no one's missed me except you.
I missed you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting because it was that quiet time over Easter, but we weren't quiet, actually. There was quite a lot going on.
It went well, didn't it?
How was Mickey of the Mouse?
He was very friendly, again. Didn't say much, but he was very friendly and gracious when mounting, so it's all good.
I just don't know how you do the queuing.
We don't. It's as simple as that. Just to catch you up, I went to Disney World. It's one of my happiest places on earth, as they put on all the posters, but it is. I am a nicer person when I'm at Disney. No, we don't queue. But that is a military operation in its own right, because you have to be up before 7 to buy your Genie Plus for the day. Price has gone up, not happy. And then you can book all your rides. It's a military operation, I'm not joking.
Oh, so you turn up at a specified time.
Book your slots. But then there are three ways to do it. You can book an individual lightning lane that you have to pay extra for. You can book a lightning lane. You're only allowed to book one of those every 2 hours. Don't even ask. And then there's also two virtual queues. So someone said, so my priority would be, do I book an individual lightning lane, a lightning lane, or a virtual queue at 7 a.m. I said, you don't. You delegate and you have two other people helping you, all on your apps, all good to go. Don't look scared.
Yeah, this is why I do not theme park I sun lounge.
That. I did that too, because we were up so early. We were exhausted by 2 o'clock, went home, had a sunbathe.
Florida hot?
Very hot, big hair, very humid. My hair just temp.
Of you?
Yeah. Not just generally. There's a judgment on the people in Florida.
Hey.
So it was hot, yeah. Okay. And actually very nice. It's been sort of more thunderstormy in the past when we've been, and it was really nice.
Oh, well,
yes.
Good to have you back.
Thanks very much.
And what a time to come back.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So, just talked in that opening about there being a definite trend. There is a definite feel of, let's get on with it.
Active action. Yeah, I think everyone seems to be kind of going, shall we have a go? Yes, let's have a go. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel particularly confident, but everyone wants to get on with it and see how it evolves.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. We valued so many houses, and this has tended to be a thing. So I've chatted with agency mates and stuff like that, and we've all had the same kind of first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Loads and loads and loads of valuations, lots and lots of viewings. You know, we talked about how frustrating January was
with the quality of viewings.
And then it's gradually improved as we've gone along, that quieter little period when everybody went away. I mean, my Instagram was basically Disney, skiing
in Dubai,
and a little bit of the Caribbean, but that was it. But now we've seen, and I think for those of you who are out there looking for property at the moment, you will have seen a little uptick in properties coming onto the market this week. It's not bonkers. It's not like there's 20 new houses every single day in the area that we cover, but there's definitely an uptick. There's more coming on in prime spots. There's more coming on near the stations. There's more coming on that are traditional family homes that we've been lacking for a while. So I think that whole, you know, we've been saying to people, it's coming.
And I think we did have a period of everything, pretty much everything being a reduction. Whenever we got a new email, was a lot of the older stock, the stale stuff was being reduced.
Yeah.
Now we are seeing proper new stuff coming onto the market.
And also new stuff.
How that performs.
And also new stuff that hasn't been on the market before.
Exactly.
So fresh.
Yes, yeah.
Fresh stock, which is really, really good. And I know that it's interesting because someone asked me this morning, actually, who's selling their house. Is this a good thing?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Because more builds and breeds more, doesn't it? You know, you have more houses. Well, it's funny. I had this conversation with somebody. I was showing around a house the other day who was just about to put theirs on the market. I said, oh, yeah, well, we've put off because there wasn't anything for sale. I said, yeah, but you're part of the problem.
If you build it, they will come.
You haven't put yours on.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's, and you know, it's self-perpetuating, isn't it? So we often talk about the fact that if everyone was thinking of selling, just put one hand up in the air.
Yes.
It would be a lot more of a visible.
And we sort of have to reassure a lot of people when we go to these valuations and say, oh, we don't know if the time's right or whatever. We need to understand, you know, what the numbers would look like. And but we, you know, and then they need to work out if that's going to work for them. But we have to reassure them, it's okay to go on the market without having found somewhere, yeah, because your ducks get in a row very quickly once you take that first step, and then you start having different conversations with agents because they realise that you are in it, you are serious about it, rather than, oh no, we're not on the market. All right, well, I'm not going to show you my best stuff that's going to go next week.
I have said time and time again, there was an old film that Bill Murray did called What About Bob? Mm-hmm. And there's a section, it was baby steps. Mm. And it is, do you want to sell your house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take that first step, well, then.
Just, that's your first thing. Get it, yep, valued, mm-hmm, get an idea on how much it's worth, and then put it on the market. Mm-hmm. No one's going to force you out of your house. Yep. No one's going to do that. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It's really interesting to see just how things work out, don't they?
Yes.
You know, big believer in the universe. But once you're under offer, things just tend
to really be. They really do. Yeah, absolutely. And I would say as well that when we go on these valuations, it's usually people making their plans, mm, or when they go on the market, actually, it's either that they've made their plans and they've fallen in love with something and they say sell, 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 or they're saying, yeah, you know, we're looking for a change, we need to understand how the money works out and what we want to do, and so we get those two different conversations. But the first step up, once you've decided to move, unless you found the house of your dreams and you have to get sold as quickly as possible in order to secure it, is to put it on the market and trust that things will fall into place.
Yeah.
And no one's going to make you sell your house if you don't want to at the end of the day. Right. You know, time will be wasted. But at the you know, if you are serious about it, everything will fall into place.
Yeah, and we've just had that happen on a couple of things where suddenly everything has just worked, yes, out, hasn't,
exactly,
it? Which is,
yeah, please,
which is all, yeah, great. But I think the key takeaway is now, if you are thinking of doing a move this year, get on
the market.
Get,
yes,
on with it,
yes,
now.
Definitely.
Get on
meet
the market.
Your people, make your plans, get on with
get
it.
Get on with it.
Yeah.
Do your finances, speak to your broker,
yeah,
get your house valued wherever you are, whether you're local, whether you're in London, whatever you're doing, get on the market now. Mm. Get your house in order. Get on the market,
yeah,
and do it, because I think we're going to have, what are we now? Almost May.
It is. Well,
almost May.
Yes.
How?
I don't know. And it's still not warm.
It's raining every day.
It's basic, isn't it? And I know it's cold. It's just the...
I don't mind cold.
Iron.
Don't like that.
Do you know, I'll give you that. But I feel a little bit cheated already. I'd like a nice spring day that lasts, you know, longer than half an hour.
I like a sweatshirt, so I'm okay. But I think that we are essentially with the last week in April now.
Mm-hmm.
My view is that I think May and June are going to be absolutely fantastic months if you're looking to buy and sell houses. Mm-hmm. I think that agents are all a bit more upbeat about things. There are definitely more houses coming onto the market that will bring more buyers into the market. Those buyers will have houses to sell as well. This is going to be, I think, 2 months, definitely. When do kids break up these days now from school? Is it into July or...?
Well, we don't see July at school, actually, so, yeah.
So it's end of June, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. So you've got May, you've got June, and then it'll be interesting to see what this summer's like, because summers are funny, aren't they, around here?
Well, everyone left last year, didn't they?
So everyone goes away, and then the ones who are left behind... The ones that are really good quality buyers.
They are, absolutely. Well, we had that conversation as well. But, oh, no, it's terrible. You can't put your house on the market in August.
August is great.
You know, it's a brilliant month because it might be slow and you'll get less inquiries, but those inquiries are gold,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah,
they mean business.
But I've said that for years. I mean, remember, I've been an agent since I was 18 or whatever, and, you know, when I first started working in Esha, I always thought, if I looked at my numbers, August was always like the second or third best net business,
right?
So activity-wise,
no, yeah.
Oh, God, you sound like a corporate estate.
You did there. It used to be. It's all right. Yeah.
Gross for the month. for the month 83.
What an uptick!
We used to have a conference call. And the MD would go round each office, and he'd want your gross and net, right? Mm-hmm. Gross, net, instructions, exchanges, other bits and bobs that were about. Anyway, we went to this one chat and he was a new manager. He'd been hailed as like the next big thing or whatever. And bless him, he didn't know the difference between gross and net.
Oh.
And and the MD, for whatever reason, didn't want to tell us on the conference call. So it just got to that point where everyone was sat there and really... like that for him. And the fair play for him. Listen, fair play to him. He just went, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, didn't last too long in that office. Twickenham, I think it was, but there you go. I don't even know if there's one still there for that company. But yeah, I think that you're looking at now, May and June are going to be bonza month. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Lots of activity going on. Price your home sensibly, please.
Yeah.
A plea to all the estate agents out there, don't kill the goose. Yeah, it's laying some bloody good eggs at the moment. Mm-hmm. Let's just keep that going before we get later into the year and we've got all of the election stuff going.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if it's not being called, it's going to be talked about so much, it's going to affect the market potentially as well.
I think so. I think we're in a little concentrated period now where it's going to be lots and lots going on. If you see a house that you like, go for it.
Yes.
If you're going to be selling, go for it. Mm-hmm. If you've got something that is surplus to requirements, you know, if you've got a house that you have been renting out per se, you know, don't worry about in this current market, get rid of it now. Now's the time to do everything. So personally, I'm very excited about the next couple of
months. Yes.
Even if I'm already tired thinking about it.
Yes. Do you know what? We've had this before, haven't we? We can do this. It won't be forever. Do you remember straight after COVID? And we were running ourselves ragged and you went, I don't know if I could do it. We can. It won't be forever. We've just got to keep going.
And it's been forever.
4 years on. We're very tired.
4 years on. It won't lie. It won't last forever. It won't be forever.
Oh, so thanks, you promise.
We won't. Yeah, we won't be this. There's a lot more salt than pepper in this video. Anyway. But that's good. Interesting that we have seen over the last, I would say, a couple of weeks as well, we've seen a load of price reductions as well.
So I
think it's interesting that even people who had been on the market in that first quarter and got it quite horribly wrong. And we talked about the lists, didn't we? Spoke to a chap over the weekend, though. You know, we talked about the batshit ones.
Yes.
Yeah, spoke to one.
Oh, really?
And I said, how's it going?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I'm not very happy with my agent.
Okay. Yeah. Fooling.
Have you had much?
Right.
No. Any interest at all? No. So what are you gonna do? I found another agent.
Oh.
Gonna keep it at the same price?
Yeah.
Yes.
And did you say best of luck and run away from him very quickly?
I backed out of the room.
Yeah, good.
But anyway, yeah. What we have seen.
We don't say about time working out who's crazy and who's not if they say things like that. We just think, you know, put their cards on the table.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think what's been interesting though, I think there have been some sellers who have kind of got their heads around things as well. Maybe I'm just an old romantic, Sarah, but I kind of get the feeling that everything's coming together.
Oh, crikey. And I really hope this doesn't get quoted back to you when everything has gone horribly, horribly wrong. But I do like your optimism.
Well, they have like a lettuce next to me and see it last longer, the good market or the lettuce. But I think that there is a definite feel out there from sellers that they want to be realistic with things. The majority of them. The majority of them.
Yes.
It is still yet to be seen whether estate agents are going to be sensible on their pricing and saying, yeah, we've got a window to get these things sold.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, are they just going to say, well, we've got an 8-week sold agency to try and get things sold. So whether they sell in week one or week seven doesn't necessarily matter.
I would say we've had some refreshingly dynamic conversations with our clients recently. And that's no casting the aspersions on the previous ones, but it just seems to be, we say, this is how we think we should be doing it. And they go, brilliant, get it done.
Yeah.
And that's happened quite a few times in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And it's great because we know that we're on the same page as our client, which is always a good place to start. But equally, it just feels like, I think that's where you're getting that feeling of optimism and energy from, is that we are working with people who want to get their houses sold. And that's fantastic. To go with that brief, understand that we're all pulling in the same direction. And I think that's where it's coming from. And, you know, long may it last.
Oh, good. Yeah, absolutely. And look, if you are looking to sell your home and want to have some straightforward advice, and most importantly, I think I said this on a video the other day, not have your time wasted.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of the thing is time in the market, isn't it? You know, who wants to put the house on the market and be on the market for 12 to 18 months?
Yep.
I mean, there are houses now.
Oh, we've had lots of case studies of that, haven't we?
There are houses now, one on the market in Oxshott. I think it's been with two or three different agents. It's come down in price by, I don't know, a mil, something like that. Still on the market, still hasn't sold.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to move on with your line and get things done? I don't know. Anyway.
It'd be nice to have a frank conversation with those people. Then what is your report process? What are you trying to achieve? Because it's not something, yeah.
I don't think it would go well. Especially,
I don't think we get the instruction. I'd just like to know what they're thinking.
Rather not know sometimes, but there you go. But I definitely think that now is the time to get things done before anything perhaps changes over the summer. And also, you want to get in, don't you?
If
you You've got kids.
Mm-hmm.
When's the perfect time to move into your new home?
In the summer.
Isn't it over the summer?
They're getting settled. Understand your route to school.
Get in July. Have July and August finding out the new place.
Mm-hmm.
And then ready for school in September.
Yeah.
So look, there you have it. A window of opportunity we think there is. A window of opportunity, we think there is.
We think there's a window of opportunity.
Yeah, or that, Yoda.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that...
And you went in green.
I don't. I've only seen one Star Wars film.
Are you joking?
I've only seen the first one.
Chronologically? Or the one that was released first?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. I've only seen that one. Oh, and I'm...
Really?
Are you ready for this?
Oh, no.
I've seen it like 50 times. And I never...
And you never thought to move on?
I didn't think they'd be as good, so I didn't want to watch any of the others.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm lying. I watched the new one.
Oh. The newest? Or the one that came out in the 90s?
The one with the stormtrooper who went good. And I thought that was really good. But I haven't watched any other ones. I missed the 90s ones with Ewan McGregor.
That's probably true. Didn't anyone who liked them.
Didn't, yeah.
No, yeah. But still, you...
Anyway, I know who Yoda is, and I... Do speak like him then.
We've carved off following now as well. So.
All right, fine. I won't talk about Star Trek either. So we think there's a definite market out there. If you are thinking about making a move, now is the time to start talking to your agent. So if you're up in London, get some valuations in, get them pitching to you about what is your 4-week sale price. Remember, what is the one thing not to do, Sarah?
Don't sign a long agreement.
Don't sign a long sole agency agreement. And Sarah, what's the other thing you do the minute you sign the contract?
Give them notice
at the same time. All right.
I was going to say tidy up your house, but you want to give them notice first and then tidy up your house.
Blow their mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so question time. We asked on our last podcast for people to, if they've got any burning questions. We still want funny stories. That's for me, mainly. But yeah, we have had some questions come in. So Suzanne has asked if we have any tips on relocation.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
We do. Lots.
Yeah. So firstly, let's just clarify. So relocating is moving to a different part of the country.
Yeah, or I don't think she wants ideas on how to pack a van. I think, so basically, she's asking,
yeah.
Do you put the horse before the cart? What's the right way to do things? And, how to find a good area or that kind of thing.
Okay.
So those are the sorts of things that she mentioned.
So let's class relocation as moving to a different part of the country. Not...
As everybody else does.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Not like the conversation I had about a month ago with somebody who said, I'm relocating to Surrey. And I excitedly said, oh, where from? She said, Earlsfield.
She needs to dream bigger.
Just moving, that's not relocating. Down the A3, but anyway.
Okay.
So let's say you're relocating. So, for example, you are living in Surrey at the moment and you're going to move down
to the coast.
To New Forest.
We speak to a lot of clients, don't we?
New Forest is a safe bet, isn't it? Lots of people move down there.
Yeah.
Right.
How well do you know the area you want to move to? Why do you want to move there? It might be to move near a family.
It's a real open question, this, because, if you've got knowledge of that area already, then it changes.
You'll know where to live.
It changes things dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's just say, you get a phone call from work to say you're moving to Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never been there before.
Yeah.
Then that's a very different kettle of fish.
Isn't it?
So my view is, obviously, go and spend as much time as you can.
Yes, I was going to say, get to know the area as much as you can.
How many times have we had it where someone's bought a house and they sort of say, oh, it was all we could have got really afford at the time. I wish we'd have waited and bought something in a different road, or with a bit more...
Or we hadn't realised this about it or whatever.
Totally. Mm. And I think if you don't know an area, you can drive around and have a look.
And you think you've got a feel for it.
I think you've got a feel for it, but actually you don't. So for me, one of the key things, if you have the ability to go and rent somewhere and stay there...
Yes.
..for 6 months and get to learn the area and live it and go in the local pubs, go in the local shops, speaking about the local schools, even if you don't need a school, they're still good for health.
I mean, you could even take a step back from that. I mean, unless you're sort of going, I want to move to Bournemouth for no apparent reason, but you could go and have a long weekend down there. And that's like, you could also, if you do think you're going to be spending a bit of time in London, work out a train route or whatever, and then build up from that.
Yeah.
And go, right, we do want to move there. Let's rent. And then you start to live the life as if it was your full-time life, and then you get a feel for the area, don't you?
Well, I think it, in a best-case scenario, one would sell your house here,
mm-hmm.
take the money, run, go into rented, spend time down there,
yeah.
and then buy something.
Absolutely, especially at the moment with interest rates. You know, it could be the interest that you've got on your house sale money is going to be paying the rent. Exactly.
Get free rent, don't you? So, yeah, that's one option. The other thing, and I have to say this, we've been working recently with some absolutely incredible buying agents.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So if you are buying a home of, it can be any value, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be buying a £3-5 million house to use a buying agent.
Yep.
But actually, if you have somebody who is a specialist in that area, who's on your side, might not be the worst investment you could make.
Yeah.
And if you can get recommendations as well from people that you know,
yeah.
that would be it. Mm. Otherwise, it's the age-old tradition of going in, speaking to estate agents on the phone,
mm-hmm.
emailing them constantly, checking with them, mm-hmm. making sure that you're at the very front of their list and their radar. So when a new house comes on, they're thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it is still that case where you have to work pretty hard to build relationships with some estate agents out there.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yes. Yeah.
And I mean, if you're moving to a new area as well, mm-hmm. you almost have to convince them.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've got to make yourself attractive to them, haven't you? Which is a bit silly. But at the same time, if they understand that you're serious, you're not just these summer tourists who are thinking, we want to live here. If you go house hunting on the coast in February, you're serious, aren't you? So, you know.
Right. When's the best time to buy a convertible? In the winter, isn't it?
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that there's lots of information now that's out there as well on internet is also good, but I definitely like the idea of going with buying agents.
Yep.
I really do. If you're looking at a different area, and if you are, I'll tell you now, if you're time poor, the amount of savings you can get from using your buying
agent, with the static,
and especially if you're not living in that area, to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours to go and look at something that isn't right because the agent didn't tell you something.
Yeah, yes. Where, and they should have good relationships with all the agents already in place, and so it could get you a bit of ahead of the game as well.
And dare I say it, you talk about that, dare I say it, we've been doing an awful lot of one-off viewings and things with buying agents recently.
That's not
one
really
of on the market. Mm-hmm. Might not be on the market, but we know they've got...
They'll sell the right buyer.
And again, if you're moving into a new area, sometimes getting something that isn't on the market is great,
mm-hmm.
but also having the buying agent give you a sanity check.
Yes.
If the agent's got the price right.
Yeah.
Because there's no point going and doing a one-off viewing mm-hmm. on something that's 20% overpriced and the agent convincing you to buy it to prevent it going to market. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to purchase,
mm-hmm.
you want the buying agent perhaps to check it out for you. So I have to say this, you know, for me, sell, vacate, go into rented.
Yes.
Try before you buy.
Try before. Know your market, know your area as well as you can, and whether that's finding out for yourself or getting some expert advice from a buying agent, or a bit of both, you know, if you're sort of changing your lifestyle and want more free time, maybe getting a buying agent, even if you do know your area, just to do a bit of the background work for you, might be the right way forward.
Absolutely. But, yeah, absolutely. But how exciting to relocate as well, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah.
Where would you go?
Does it have to be in this country?
No, I was thinking Antigua.
I flip-flop between Florida and Noosa.
Would you move to Florida?
I would if I could lie by a pool and drink gin and juice all day and go mahogany.
Hmm.
I wouldn't work unless I could work at Disney. Anyone out there who wants me to work at Disney? Sorry.
Fine. Yeah.
Florida or Noosa.
Okay.
You ask a lot. What about you?
Antigua.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be out there. Fine.
Oh. Would you work?
No.
No, I wouldn't either. Good.
There you go. Phone that note. Yeah. Right. So there you go. Overall, a really exciting market that we find ourselves in. And we were all hoping that we were going to come back from the Easter break to exactly this kind of market. That's exactly what we were hoping for. So that's good news. And hopefully we've helped out. If you are looking at relocating, hopefully there's been some advice there. Listen, if you've got any questions with regards to anything to do with the house buying or house selling process, send them in and we can hopefully help you with your queries. And if you're thinking about moving home locally and you want some advice, then get in touch and we can pop down and see you.